Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The CDC is now saying that it accidentally, quote-unquote, inflated children's COVID death numbers. And what they're referring to is a coding logic error. So let's just go back before we dive into this about them accidentally inflating the COVID deaths with children. And let's talk about the oopses, the whoopses, right? Of those in charge of fighting COVID, because I don't know if you knew this, but COVID's coming back. And if you didn't know that, right, we had this news cycle where it was Ukraine and Russia. And now people are starting to get back to their lives and not really worried that much about the slaughtering of the people in Ukraine. And all of a sudden, Dr. Fauci pops back up on Sunday. He was missing in action for the last 6 weeks, but now he's back. And as he's back, he said there's a ways to go in the fight against COVID. Listen.
You know, you said you're going to stay in this job until we get out of the pandemic phase. Of course, you've been serving your country now for decades. Are we approaching the point where we are past the pandemic phase and you'll go get some rest?
I'm not so sure, George. I want to make sure we're really out of this before I really seriously consider doing anything different. We're still in this. We have a way to go. I think we're clearly going in the right direction. I hope we stay that way.
We got a ways to go. Yeah, we're still in this. So let's talk about these people that are in charge and all of a sudden how COVID's now coming back but going away at the same time, which doesn't make any sense, of course, right? Except the news cycle says, all right, we need a new story. Let's go back to COVID. Let's get Fauci out here. Let's talk about the oopses. So we counted too many deaths as COVID in general. We know that. And they've had to say, yeah, we got that wrong. Then they screwed up on the vaccine by saying that it would stop the spread of COVID-19, and the vaccine does not stop the spread of COVID-19. We have millions of breakthrough cases around the world. Doesn't mean that the vaccine doesn't help you not have to go to the hospital, right? Which is what they should have started with, saying it's like a flu shot. But they got that wrong because they said if you got vaccinated, you can go back to life. They got it wrong. They said the vaccine would stop the spread. That's not true. It also wears off in about 15 minutes. Remember that? Yeah, they also got that wrong. And they said other treatments might actually work, which they said wouldn't work. Whoops, got that wrong. Remember they said you can only treat somebody the way we tell you to. You can't take hydroxychloroquine or anything else. And now they're saying, okay, maybe there's other treatments that actually work. None of this, by the way, was an accident. None of this was an oops. I go back to the, it'll wear off in 15 minutes after you get the vaccine. Like, it won't affect you after 15 minutes. That's one of the biggest lies out there. I know people that have had problems after they got the vaccine for weeks. Some for months after they got the vaccine. They should be intellectually honest about that. They should tell you. So now we're finding out they're also literally lying. They're actually lying about the number of kids that die because they want to fearmonger you into getting your kid fully, quote, vaccinated. The CDC revised its data this week to reduce pediatric deaths from COVID-19 by 24%. The agency reporting on its COVID data tracker that 1,755 Americans under the age of 18 had died from the virus since the pandemic began in 2020, 2 years ago. Now, those numbers just drastically drop from 1,755 to 1,341 deaths in the category. Yeah, this week, the CDC didn't tell anybody about it. This took some brilliant people and a doctor to notice it. removed a total of more than 30,000 deaths from their dashboard, reducing pediatric deaths by 24%. In the small print at the bottom, they cited a, quote, coding error as a reason for the incorrectly inflated numbers. Correction with updated numbers, the CDC may have removed closer to 70,000 deaths just hours later. Difficult to tell exactly what the prior data was and what had been removed, but we now know that the numbers have changed significantly. So, of course, people then had to ask questions of the CDC. So the CDC said the numbers were revised March 15th due to a coding logic error, according to a footnote on the agency's COVID data tracker. Pediatric death counts were not the only ones to be lowered. Total deaths were reduced by 70,000, they have now confirmed. An adjustment was made to COVID data tracker mortality data on March 14th involving the removal of 72,277 people that they claimed died from COVID that actually didn't. This also included 416 pediatric deaths, deaths previously reported across 26 states because CDC algorithm was accidentally counting deaths that were not COVID-related. Accidentally, you believe this? Whoops, are bad? Don't believe them. A spokesman for the CDC told the Washington Examiner, quote, working with near real-time data in an emergency is critical to guide decision-making, but may also mean we often have incomplete information when data are first reported. Okay, so you're admitting now that you screwed up the numbers. Very good chance you did it on purpose because you wanted to fear-monger people into going and getting the vaccine that you're obsessed with, including for children. You inflated the numbers among children because that's how important this was to you. Then, once the numbers and this has kind of moved on, you decided to go backwards. Now, did you publicly say good news? Did you go on TV and say, hey, we got these numbers wrong and we're so happy because fewer people died from COVID than we thought? No. You put it in the fine print at the bottom of the page. Because the fear-mongering that made people make decisions to decide to actually go get the vaccine or give their children the vaccine worked, right? You lied to them. So more people got their children vaccinated because you lied to them. That is what this is all about. It's all about the big lie. And they've been busted. But the media is not talking about it. Did anybody ask Fauci about it in his interviews this weekend? No. Why? Pretty simple. Because they don't want you to know they lied to you, too. The media's been on this as well. They're the ones that put the death counters up, the death trackers up. The world is ending. The sky is falling. Everything's going to end. We're all going to die unless you do what we tell you to do. Numbers. That is what they did. And when they decided to do this, they did it for one reason and one reason only. Because they wanted to manipulate you personally. They wanted you to make the decision that they have demanded of you. That's it. This was a demand. This was a mandate. And once that mandate came down and you didn't abide by the mandate, they had to inflate the numbers to make you think that somehow you're the worst person in the world if you didn't do it, if you didn't go along with it. That's exactly why they're doing this. Now, as the CDC is saying that they accidentally inflated the number of children who died, the data now tells us that far fewer children have died during the pandemic than any other age group. Children under the age of 5 are the only group of Americans still ineligible for vaccination against the virus, but children make up less than 0.1% of total COVID deaths, according to CDC. What this means is, unless you're a doctor and you have some sort of pre-existing condition or some specific reason to get the vaccine, there is pretty much no rationale for giving your child the vaccine with a less than 0.1% of total COVID-19 deaths coming among children. That is what the CDC data now tells us. The mortality rate for minors, even those who are unvaccinated, remains lower than for vaccinated older adults. Now, the CDC has encountered other issues, by the way, with their data reporting. The agency was criticized back in February after the New York Times reported that a large portion of the data being collected by the agency, listen to this, regarding COVID-19 was not being made available to the public. Earlier this year, Dr. Fauci admitted that hospitalization data for kids could be, quote, misleading, as many of the children hospitalized with COVID-19 were there for reasons other than the virus. They just happened to test positive for COVID when they were at the hospital being hospitalized for other reasons, which I'll go back to February the 21st when we reported this. The CDC openly admitted that it doesn't want the public drawing conclusions from data, so therefore they're holding the data from you. They said that they're certain that coronavirus death data should not be published yet because it could potentially lead to, quote, misinformation. The CDC published new data on the effectiveness of boosters in adults early in February, but left out data for 18 to 49-year-olds. Why? Because according to a story published in the New York Times, the CDC believes that data is not yet ready to be released because of potential misinformation, the New York Times confirmed. Basically, quote, at the end of the day, it's not yet ready for prime time, is what the CDC spokesman said. According to the New York Times, the agency's priority when gathering any data is to ensure that it is accurate and actionable. In other words, the data didn't push you to go get a vaccine, and the data certainly didn't push you to, should, would not push you to go get your kids vaccinated. And so that was why the data they didn't want you to know about. They didn't want you to understand what the data says. They didn't want you to understand what the data means. They didn't want you to understand what the data does. Because they knew that if you saw the data, you wouldn't go out and get your kid vaccinated. So therefore, they just flat out lied to you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I got to go back to Dr. Fauci from this weekend and just remind you that even though people are moving back to normal, they're not ready to give this up. It's why they lied to you about the data, because they're not willing to give up their power. They're not willing to give up their control over you. All of this is about power and control. That is the ball game. And if you think that these liberals are willing to give up COVID and just, you know, concede that they need to stop forcing you into submission on what they demand of you, you are wrong. Okay? They are not going to stop. And Dr. Fauci said it, made it very clear this weekend. Well, if we see a surge in cases, if you think we're not going to go back into lockdowns, you're crazy.
If we do see a significant surge, particularly one that might result in increased hospitalizations, we have to be prepared to pivot and perhaps reinstitute some of those restrictions.
Perhaps reinstate, right? Do some of those things. We might have to go back and really reinstate the COVID restrictions. Now, if you want to just go back in history and look at where we are, right? They counted the number of deaths wrong. Whoops, our bad. We told you the vaccine would stop the spread of COVID. That didn't. That was a lie. Whoops, our bad. We told you if you get the vaccine in 15 minutes, you'll be back to normal. That was a lie. Other treatments can work. They said no. Tried to get rid of doctors and get people fired if they went with other ways of actually treating people. Wouldn't give you hydroxychloroquine and other drugs like that. They were wrong on it, by the way. Other treatments actually do work. And none of this was done by an accident. This was not by oops are bad. This was because they weaponized COVID-19. They did it to make sure that they could alter and change the way that our elections were done in this country. They did it because they knew they needed to have a way to change how we voted. And they were able to do that in the name of COVID so that they could take an election from Donald Trump. And it worked. they weaponized COVID so that they could say, and they knew that this is the easiest thing in politics, right? You blame people at the top. That's what you do. You blame people at the top. And whoever's in charge when there's a pandemic, you say that I can make it better. And that's what he ran on. That's what Joe Biden ran on, right? I'll fix all the problems of COVID. I'll make it all better. You vote for me and I'll fix all of it. You're welcome. I'm going to save you, right? We'll get rid of the pandemic. No. They're going to keep the pandemic around as long as they can. But they did it to make sure that Donald Trump didn't win. Coronavirus, COVID-19 was their weapon. It was a weapon, and they were able to help and hook up their friends, and they were able to crush small businesses. The rich got richer, and the poor got poorer, right? Small businesses died. Restaurants disappeared. Chains were able to get the funding needed to stay afloat. They ruined people's lives. They ruined families' lives. You now have a nation that is financially broke. We just don't know it yet. We're bankrupt, and we don't even know it. Look at the national debt. And if you question them, what do? They silenced you, right? If you questioned them, what did they say? You must be shut down. If you gave alternate information, different information online, what do? They shut down your accounts. They shut down your reach. They said you couldn't post that. They locked you out of your accounts, and they canceled you. Why did they do it? Because you didn't agree with them. Their leadership, not COVID. Their leadership ruined people's lives. But it's about power. And the power that we're talking about now is clear. The CDC knew they were lying to you, and they accidentally inflated the children's COVID death numbers. The only part I disagree with that headline is the accidentally inflated. They did it on purpose. How many pharmaceutical companies were going to make billions and billions of dollars if we have vaccinated all the children in this country, 15 and under, 16 and under, 18 and under, 12 and under, 10 and under, 5 and under? Right? There's billions and billions and billions of dollars to be made there. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. They wanted COVID-19 vaccines to go to children. They needed COVID-19 vaccines to go to children. That's why they kept saying it. That's why they kept demanding it. It was about the money. It wasn't about protecting your children. It was about the money. It always has been about the money with them. And the power. Power and money is all that they care about. Power and money is all that they're focused on. Now, if you think Democrats are going to let COVID go away before the midterms, you're wrong. I would suspect that if there's any type of surge, they will go back into lockdowns. They will go back into mandating vaccines. I guarantee you next weekend you'll see more Fauci than you saw this weekend. Why? Because when there's a crisis that they can use to try to protect and defend themselves from a terrible economy, from what's happening right now in this country, they will do it. And that's what they are doing right now. And that's why the media is not covering this big story. You know, even right now, and Democrats know they're in trouble, 6 liberal governors are now asking lawmakers to suspend the federal gas tax to lower the prices artificially at the pump. These 6 liberal governors who realize that they're about to lose control in their states are now calling on lawmakers to suspend the federal gas tax of 18.3 cents a gallon to ease the burden of soaring gas prices on America. The governors, 5 of whom are up for, you guessed it, re-election November, are liberal governors. Jared Polis in Colorado, hardcore liberal, loves lockdowns, by the way, from COVID. Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, hardcore lockdowns, right, is what she is in favor of and what she did in Michigan. The New Mexico governor, Tim Walz in Minnesota, Tom Wolf, Pennsylvania, Tony Evers, Wisconsin, all of them Democrats. All of them coming out asking the federal government to do something that they can't do and they can't change. So they at least can say, well, we tried to help you, right? Quote, at a time when people are directly impacted by rising prices on everyday goods, a federal gas tax holiday is a tool in the toolbox to reduce the cost for Americans. We are urging you to give every consideration to this proposed legislation, the governors wrote in a letter to House and Senate leadership. Democratic senators last month introduced the Gas Tax Relief Act, they say, which would suspend the collection of federal gas tax until January 1, 2023. Notice that's right after the election in November. So far, there's been no action taken because right now, they don't want gas to go down. They don't want the price to go down. They want you to submit. Now, these governors who are up for re-election, they are very, very worried. They're worried that people are going to wake up and they're going to get rid of Democrats. That's why the five liberal Democratic senators that are demanding this right now are saying that they want this to happen. Now, these six governors, just so you know, the facts have not taken action to reduce the tax burden on their residents. According to the Federation of Tax Administrators, Pennsylvania tax on 57.6 cents per gallon in their state, the highest state gas tax in the U.S. Why don't they cut back there? Nope, they're not going to do it. Wisconsin, for example, adds 30.9 cents per gallon to pump prices. Why don't they get rid of that and make a tax holiday in that state? Why? Because they want to blame the federal government instead. Minnesota has a 28.5 cents tax per gallon on gas. Why don't you just have a moratorium, a holiday on that? Not going to happen, no. Right? They could fix this problem if they wanted to. They don't want to. They'd rather point to Washington and say, well, they could have done it. And Michigan, where Whitmer is, gas tax stands at 27.2 cents a gallon. Colorado adds 22 cents to every gallon, and New Mexico adds 17 cents to every gallon. And none of these states are doing anything to actually fix their problem at the local level, at the state level, which they could do tomorrow if they wanted to, but they're not. And the question you should be asking yourself is why? Why are you not doing it?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
These liberals have no intention of lowering the price of gas. They just seem to act like they want to do it. And so they ask for something that they know is not going to happen in D.C. They know that D.C. is not going to lower the price of gas. They know they're not going to stop and have a moratorium on gasoline taxes the same way that these states knew they weren't going to do it either. All these liberal governors, they could drastically reduce the price of a gallon of gas right now by having a moratorium on their gas tax. They're not doing it because they don't want the price to be lowered at all. But what they do want to do is get reelected. So you do a combo of things. You have Fauci returning to the Sunday shows, and you talk about this new variant, and you talk about the doom and gloom and the lockdowns that he says may not be done. But then you also do something else. You do what Los Angeles has done, where they've had some of the most extreme mandates, right? Los Angeles schools say they're now going to drop their mask mandates on March the 23rd, an arbitrary day. Why not do it now? I don't know. Apparently the 23rd is like a magical number. The Los Angeles Unified School District reached, quote, an agreement with the United Teachers Union to allow schools to drop indoor mask mandates for teachers and students and only strongly recommend masks. Los Angeles Unified School District and staff will be able to remove their masks indoors, with the district announcing Friday it has reached an agreement with the labor unions to shift the face covering requirement. Now, these teachers' unions, by the way, I thought we were supposed to be making decisions and choices based on science. If you're negotiating with a union about masks, clearly you're not making any decisions based on science. And I'm sure the Democrats went to the unions and said, if you guys don't work with us right now, None of us are going to be around to hook you up with good deals in the future because we're all going to get voted out of office. So you guys in the unions better get on board real quick because otherwise you're going to be screwed when we all lose re-election. Now, none of this is based on the simple issue of science, okay? Know that. Understand it. None of this is based on science. This is all based on politics. And the proof of it is the labor union, the teachers union in L.A., according to the LAUSD, the new agreement still needs to be formally ratified by the union members, but the process has already begun and the mandate is expected to be lifted by Wednesday. So none of this is based on science, folks. Los Angeles County, by the way, had canceled its mask mandate for schools in the county effective March 11th after the state of California dropped its own indoor mask mandates because they're all up for re-election and the primary's coming up and the election's in November. So how is the schools in Los Angeles still dealing with a mask mandate? Because the UTLA, that's the teachers union, refused to allow the mask mandate to drop for schools in the district, citing collective bargaining rules. Not science, union collective bargaining rules. The delay was attributed to, quote, science, and made Los Angeles one of the last major cities in the country to drop its mask mandate for children, widely seen as the group's least susceptible to the coronavirus. So they're not making decisions on science. They're making decisions based on unions and collective bargaining agreements. So let's go back to scary Fauci. We have to be prepared to reinstate restrictions for COVID variants. And if you think we're out of the woods, we're not.
Advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci, thanks for coming back on This Week This Morning. You just heard Nate's perspective right there, fairly balanced. What's your take on this BA2 variant?
Well, as was said, it has a degree of transmission advantage over the original Omicron, but not multifold advantage. So it's about 50 to 60% or so more transmissible, which means ultimately over time, it might take over as the dominant variant. Clearly, throughout the world, it's about 80+ percent, 85% of the isolate. In the United States, it's still somewhere around 30%. So it does have an increased transmission capability. However, when you look at the cases, they do not appear to be any more severe, and they do not appear to evade immune responses, either from vaccines or prior infection. So the bottom line is we likely will see an uptick in cases, as we've seen in the European countries, particularly the UK, where they've had the same situation as we've had now. They have the BA2. They have a relaxation of some of the restrictions, such as indoor masking, and there's a waning of immunity. Hopefully, we won't see a surge. I don't think we will. The easiest way to prevent that is to continue to get people vaccinated, and for those who have been vaccinated, to continue to get them boosted. So that's where we stand right now. We can expect to see an increase. Yes.
Yeah, you got to get that booster, though, folks, and you can expect to see an increase. But I don't think we're going to have a lot more of these lockdowns, but we may. Right. There's a good chance we'll have some lockdowns. There's a very good chance. But we might not. But we probably will. But know that we might need to have lockdowns. But we're not sure if we're going to have lockdowns. But we probably need to have lockdowns. We really don't know if lockdowns are coming. But don't think that you can't that lockdowns are going to disappear, because we probably do need lockdowns. Does this sound confusing? Yes. Why? Because they're making it that way. And none of what he just said is based in science. None of what he just said is based on science. This is all based on politics. Fauci doesn't really want to retire. That's something you do need to understand. Fauci doesn't want Republicans to look into him and gain a function research if they gain control of the House and the Senate. He wants to basically be able to run out the clock on them and their investigations. He does not want this. That is what this is about for him. This is about protecting his own power structure, but also the investigations into him. There's a lot of stuff that people want to look at that deals with Fauci and gain of function research, a whole lot. We know that. We know that there's a lot. We know he lied about Wuhan. We know he lied about gain of function research. We know he lied to Congress under oath. Nothing's happened. If Republicans win, that could change things in a major way. This is why they're terrified right now, folks. This is what they're afraid of right now. So Democrats are in this really weird situation. What do we do now? You had to fly with a bunch of kids spring break. There were a lot of kids on our flight that were not wearing their masks. It's even like the airlines are starting to understand that this is just getting stupid. Representative Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, renewed his call to end the Transportation Security Administration, also known as the TSA's mask mandate, after officials extended it another month. End the TSA mask mandates, Jordan said. It's time for freedom. Last week, it's all about power. The TSA announced the decision to extend the mask mandate, which was set to expire Friday, March 18th, for another month. This did not come as a surprise, quote, as officials have repeatedly extended the mask mandate under Biden's watch, despite the fact that he originally pitched just 100 days of masking. Now we're 2 years in, 600 plus days in. Airlines such as British Airways and Virgin Atlantic are dropping their mask requirements. British Airways said it will make an exception for flights with countries that still have restrictions in place, such as the U.S. Following the TSA's decision, the Senate passed Senator Rand Paul's resolution that would ban President Biden's mask mandate for public travel, such as on planes and trains. The resolution passed 57-40 because a bunch of guys are up for re-election in November. Those against the resolution included, you guessed it, Mitt Romney. Today, the Senate said enough is enough and sent a message to unelected government bureaucrats to stop the anti-science, nanny state requirement of travel mask mandates, Paul said in a statement. He said, since March of 2020, unelected bureaucrats, keyword unelected bureaucrats, have insistently declared that we should follow the science. But the same bureaucrats continue to defy science by imposing an ineffective and restrictive mask mandate for individuals traveling on public transportation and airplanes. As the entire world is learning to live with COVID, the federal government still refuses to act, still uses fear-mongering to stubbornly perpetrate its mandates rather than giving clear-eyed, rational advice on how to best protect yourself from illness. That is why I forced this vote, and I applaud the Senate for rejecting this nonsense. By the way, if you want to know why Democrats are getting nervous, polls indicate that Americans are ditching masks, even as Dr. Fauci warned that Americans must be flexible enough to reintroduce Chinese coronavirus mandates if necessary. So they're not listening to you, and they're not making decisions based on science. They're making decisions based on collective bargaining agreements. Look at LA. They're not listening to you. They're making decisions based on everything but what you think. And that is the reality of the situation. All right, as always, make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, please. Hit that like button, or I should say that auto download or subscribe button, so you can get this podcast each and every day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's 4, patriots.com/Ben.